to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Are we good? All right, there we go. Good morning, Chicago. I am Ron Cowgill, and the Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Do you have a nasty echo coming back through from Robbie because we finally got her connected this morning? You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. That number again, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in.
1-1-1-1-1. 1-1-1.
That's because Mighty House is number one, Rich. That's why we got that new number.
I know.
877-711-5611. All right. In the first hour, we're going to be taking your calls, and we're going to have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we're going to have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart and possibly Allison, if she's got one prepared. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe kind
of. Let you know in an hour.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. And, of course, in the third hour, we're going to be talking with Laura McNamara, and she's from Kennedy Productions, and she's also from the Old House, New House Home Show. So we're going to have her in studio, along with a couple of special guests that she's bringing in also, which will be very cool.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I know. We're going to have a full house.
She bringing a koala?
No. She's bringing some show-and-tell stuff, too. I told her to bring some show-and-tell stuff for Facebook Live.
No animal pet tricks?
No, I don't think so. No, not probably not. Of course, we'll be taking your phone calls, answering your emails, and all that fun stuff, too. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org. That's fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Hey, Mighty House is brought to you in part by the number one home show in Chicagoland. That's the Old House, New House Home Show at Pheasant Run in St. Charles, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets are $7 for adults, $4 for seniors, and children under 18 are free. Can you pass for 18 still?
No.
No?
I'm getting mammed now.
Oh, no.
I know.
I'm sorry.
You're getting mammed.
For more information, check them out at kennedyproductions.com. That's kennedyproductions.com. Or you can follow the link on our Mighty House website. Just go to mightyhouse.net. And you'll know what's going on there. One more thing and we're done. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. All right. So are you there?
So what are we doing next hour since that took up
right.
The first hour?
I don't know. Okay, so I have one more. These headphones are cracking for some reason. I don't know what it is. There we go. A little better. When I'm talking, all of a sudden it like crackles.
Have you ever thought that it might be your
crackles?
Voice?
It could be my voice too, crackling. I'm not sure. Sitting in kind of sort of with possibly for Robbie.
Right. We'll find out.
Allison Case is joining us this morning.
Hello.
In studio. Pretty much as my safety net more than anything. I think that's what we've called you. You're my safety net, right?
Yes. I'm Ron just here for puns and witty banter.
By himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly it. So, Robbie, are you there?
I am.
Okay. So I have one more little thing to try out here. Are you using the USB port to plug in your headset, or are you using the actual plug part? Did you plug into the USB and then plug the USB into the computer?
Yes.
Okay.
I have the...
Don't do that.
Robbie, I believe in you.
So that, I remembered this now from the first, from a year ago when Rich was first starting it. We used the USB port, but it doesn't disconnect the speakers.
It does if you turn them off. I'm connected USB to go digital.
Okay. So maybe try.
I thought it was just a regular headset.
No. No, it's a headset and microphone.
Like I'm sure you say, brother, you should always know your hardware.
Yes. So I think what's going on is she's got it plugged in with the USB port. That way it's not knocking out the speaker.
That's exactly what's happening.
You know, I always thought I liked to hear myself talk, but that's not true.
And you know what?
Today I learned something.
Everything was fine. The first couple weeks, this worked fine through the headset. And then all of a sudden, I plugged the computer directly into the router so that way we wouldn't have the 45-second delay.
Right.
And then the headset went out.
Well, I think it was still echoing back so far, though, that we never noticed it. Now that the speed is picked up, we're hearing ourselves back through your computer.
Yeah, so, no delay. It sounds much better.
Yeah. So now I would say let's unplug you from the USB port and have you plug that headset into the headphone jacks. Holes. You should have a headphone jack and a microphone jack to plug into.
Okay.
And see if you can plug into that and make this.
She's
gonna
have to reconnect.
It's a
whole process at this point.
Are we on air?
Oh yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The first 15-20 minutes of the show, we
try to get Robbie connected,
yeah,
and then we move
on. It's part of the agenda.
Oh, there she goes.
See, like I said, 15 to 20 minutes.
Right.
All she had to do was just call me 15 to 20 minutes.
What is that water rush?
I don't know.
Sound.
That's just very cool. It sounds like she's in the pool.
Are you in a bathtub?
No, she's hanging out at the pool in Florida and pretending like she's really trying to connect and be on the show.
If I hear jets and you're not, well, I'm standing here freezing. I'm gonna be jealous.
So, hey, Rich, while we're here in this first segment, let's get the hat. The hat of the hour is, if you're watching on
Naples,
go ahead.
Naples Therapeutic Riding Center.
Okay, and what is that?
For profit that offers horseback riding for young people and adults with special needs, and it kind of puts a smile on their face and helps them break out of their shell.
Okay, and so that's the hat of the hour. I don't know if you've know this now. We do a hat of the hour now because Rich has got so many hats.
Mm.
So the this morning the first hour is not brought to you by or anything else. It's just
Naples Therapeutic Riding Center.
So. Right.
I did a golf outing with them on Monday, which we sponsored it whole and had a foursome and stuff. And
right.
We took second place and we did pretty good.
Excellent. Congratulations.
How many were there?
Yeah.
Two.
Hey, thanks, Allison.
You're welcome.
No, 18 teams.
Allison, come here. Right there.
Nice.
That's,
all right, I don't like good. Her no more.
Well,
moving on.
I'm going to circle back on that. So my mom is a therapeutic riding instructor.
Okay.
Certified.
Really?
Nationally renowned. Yep. And it's incredible, the therapeutic riding.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it does incredible things. First of all, when the horses can sense seizures. So if you have a kid that has a seizure problem, the horse will let my mom know that the kid's about to go.
Really?
And if they do have a seizure, the horses will stay still, like they won't move. I mean, horses are incredible creatures, but
yes,
they're very vibey. And the movement naturally works the muscles. So you have kids with cerebral palsy or any kind of muscular dystrophy. I mean, it's miracle working.
Really?
This stuff does. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I have the guy that I work with, Matt, his son was born way premature, so he has a number of issues. And that's how I found the place, because they go, they take Caden there. And they said it's amazing. And when he sees the logo, he's going there,
uh-huh,
he just lights up. You know what I mean? It's like, it's cool as hell. But yeah, that's what they said. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Well, that's cool.
And that's a good one.
How long's your mom been doing that?
Oh God, almost
no,
20
probably
years.
Longer than that.
Yeah, I mean, no, I just made it up right now.
Ryan, you posed the question and he said 1 minute.
Right. I know.
I just made it up for conversation.
Right.
She just quit.
Well, good. Okay, Robbie, are you there?
I am.
Okay, are you plugged in without using the USB port?
No, because where do I plug in if I don't plug into the USB port?
All right, we're going to do this during the break. Facebook Live, join us on Facebook Live. This is going to be riveting radio coming up right through this break here. All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you can give us a call. Oh, and we're giving tickets away, too, this hour to the Old House, New House Home Show. So if you just call, we'll get you set up. We'll talk more right after the break.
Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win 2 free tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show. We're giving 2 tickets away per hour. So if you don't get in this hour, keep trying. You just got to keep calling the number, 877-711-5611. Trixie will take down your information at the end of the hour. We'll have a drawing, and we will get you all squared away. And then what we'll do is we just give your name to the ticket counter, and you pick them up, we'll call. So, hey, that's 14
bucks.
And if
your ticket's not there, sorry.
It saves you 14 bucks. Right. It's worth the phone call. This is the premier home show to be going to in the Chicagoland area. This is the one right here, the one you want to go to. So
it's up at Pheasant Run, isn't it?
It is at Pheasant Run, yes. They've been doing it.
Is it down at Bourbon Street?
38 years?
Uh-huh. We'll find out from Laura in the third hour exactly how long they've been doing it, but they've been doing it a long time. So, okay, Robbie, you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting a little bit of an echo.
Really loud.
Wasn't that bad? The echo has cut in half.
Yeah,
the volume has diminished greatly.
Yes. And acceptable. So are you in the pool?
Well, that's a good thing.
Are you in the pool? Why do we keep hearing water when you're there?
Inquiring minds.
I don't know.
just own up to it. You're relaxing in the pool.
Believe me, this has been anything but relaxing.
Well, and us making fun of you
every
along
Saturday,
the way.
It's yeah. Every Saturday, it's tension, it's pressure, it's insults. No, this has not been relaxing.
and us making fun of you along the way doesn't help.
I support you, Robbie.
Those were the insults. Yeah. Those were the insults.
No. We never insulted you.
Rich did.
No.
How warm is it in Florida?
how warm is it? Give us the weather report.
Let's see.
Because we're in 15 degrees
the
up
weather,
here.
Without wind chill.
Without the wind.
Well, right now here it's 65. No. And with the wind chill, it feels like 65.
Yes, that'll it's be 65 82 here today. Too. What am I going to be? I'm only going to be 70 today.
It's your birthday?
Oh, Allison.
Oh, my God. That wasn't even a joke.
What?
She said it's gonna.
That was a joke.
It was not a joke.
What was it?
She said it's gonna. I'm gonna be 70.
I'm only gonna be 70 today.
And I was like, "It's your birthday." Ron didn't even know.
No, I missed it.
My God, no, Robbie, you are young and vibrant and spry.
Unbelievable.
I'm so sorry. It's really not how I meant it. It's really not. You're on Facebook Live right now.
I'm
really
red today. I'm trying to get to Facebook Live here. Yep. Unbelievable.
The video has ended, Johnny.
Okay.
Are we back?
There's the video.
Huh.
Did you guys see the video I posted of Fear Factor?
Yeah, and okay, so explain your Fear Factor thing you posted on Facebook.
Well, I went to go see it, and an hour before the show, you get to see
the video I posted of Fear
Factor. Yeah, keep going. You just got to talk over yourself.
No, I have like a huge delay now.
I know. That's what we had on our end, too.
Wait, so what is the Fear? I didn't see the Fear Factor video.
Okay, so she's eating like bugs or something. Remember that Fear Factor show? And then they put these weird
and then there was like money at the end or something if you did it all.
Yeah, and she was like, they just kept dropping stuff in the blender. Yeah.
Well.
Yes. So they said to me, I thought maybe I'd get to do like a stunt. Because I'm like, I can do a stunt. I don't care. And they're like, oh, no, all the stunt stuff is already done. All that's left is the food challenge.
Oh.
So I can do the food challenge. They go, yeah, it's no big deal. You know, we just put some stuff in a blender and you drink it. No big deal. And then somebody I was with said bugs. And they go, yeah, we put bugs in. But they made it sound like they don't put bugs in, you know. And then they said, and there's a prize for whoever can drink it fastest. And I'm thinking, you know, me, free food, free prizes.
Protein.
So I'm like, okay. What'd you say?
Protein.
Yes, protein. Right. So I'm like, prize, you know, it has to be big, right? So I'm like, okay, maybe it's a free pass to Universal Studios, something like that. I'm like, okay. So then I'm like, do I have to finish it? And they said, no, you know, you get 30 seconds. It's between you and somebody else, whoever can finish it first. They're like, if you really can't do it, you know, that's okay, but we want you to try. I'm like, okay, I can try it. And then they said, and you know what? It's most likely going to be like we're going to say it's something in the drink, but it's really not. And I said, okay. So I'm thinking they give you a smoothie, and the smoothie they're going to say like, okay, and this smoothie, you know, is filled with worms and stuff. You know, and I'm like, ha, 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 it's not.
Right.
So I get there, and we're sitting down beforehand, and, you know, they're chatting. They go, okay, the prize is going to be a 6-ounce souvenir mug with a Pepsi.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
and you're going to have to drink that Pepsi away.
Yeah. No, it's like a coupon. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's a 6-ounce souvenir mug? And I'm like, not even a T-shirt that said I competed on Fear Factor. Not even a T-shirt. I'm like, oh, lovely. And they're saying, you know, you could fill it with beer if you want, but we suggest that you don't drink beer right after this. Mm. I'm like, okay, well, I don't anyway. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, it'll be fun. I can tell you from experience, 6 ounces, that just sounds like a glass for Jameson.
Uh-huh.
But it was just ridiculous, because I'm like, okay, it's going to be a nice prize. I'm like, I'll do it. So then we get up, and especially because they said it's probably not going to be what we say it is. Okay, fine. So then they stand up there, and they bring out everything, and they take the lids off, and the smell is horrific.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. They go, look here. It's like oysters and clams and cut up fish heads. I'm like, are you kidding me? So she holds it by me. I'm like, that smells horrible. And the next thing she pulls out, she says, okay, this is meat left over from the raptor encounter. Whatever the raw meat is that they couldn't eat, we put here. I'm like, okay. And they go, look, it's milk because we need to make this more liquidy. And they go, it's sour milk. And she pours it in the blender and there's chunks in there. It's chunky sour milk. And I'm like, okay, maybe
legal?
It's just like marshmallows. Yeah, they go, oh, don't worry, we can't hurt you. It's a theme park. We can't hurt you. So they said, so I'm thinking maybe it's like marshmallows in the milk, you know, to make it chunky, whatever. I'm like, all right, so fine. I could eat, you know, fish heads and whatever. So then they go, oh, one more thing. And they pull out the live container of bugs, like worm slug. It looked like sluggy worms with antennas and feet. I'm like, okay. So they pour that in there, then they blend it all up. And then they sprinkle live ones on top at the end. They give you your cup and they go, oh, here's your live bugs, and they sprinkle them. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I'm already like ready to puke from the smell of the whole thing. And so I take a sip just to play along, take a sip.
You are
and
such a
it's
team
horrible.
Player.
Of course it's horrible.
Thank you.
Well, that's why you don't
of
take a sip.
Of course it's horrible.
You close your nose, you suck it down, you get your 6-ounce Pepsi cup, and you move on.
Only the winner gets the Pepsi.
Right.
Only the winner.
It's not even a participation gift.
No! No!
No.
Nothing like that. No.
No. At the end, they're going
to
be like,
the guy next to me.
Thanks for participating. Here's a thin tissue.
Nothing. Nothing. So the guy who I had talked to like a half hour before, we're chatting, and I know he's going to drink it all. I know he's just going to slug it all, so I'm not even worried about it.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to, you know, slug it all and then open your mouth to show that all the crawly bugs are, you know, not stuck in your teeth anymore.
Ew.
So I just let him win.
Johnny's done with this story.
He's wringing his hands. He's so uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And as careful as I was to not suck up any bugs, I did get a... Also, I spit it out in the chuck bucket they provided for us, chuck buckets to throw up in.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Nothing.
When was
not
this?
A little sticker
oh.
A couple days ago.
Who is their marketing
not
staff?
Not a little sticker that says I competed on Fear Factor. Nothing. Allison, isn't that ridiculous?
It is ridiculous. No, that is a marketing...
I would have much... Yeah.
Oh, disaster.
I would have much rather, you know, hung two stories above in the little...
Yeah, you'd What's rather be, like, standing in a shower with, like, super cold water darting down on the top of your head, and who can stand in there long enough?
Yeah, or put the scorpions on my face.
No. No, no, no.
I don't know if I could do a scorpion on my face.
Well, they had the big spinning wheel thing, so the guy went in there, but they put him, like, in a chair, and they strap his arms down, and they lock his head in a plastic case. A clear plastic case.
So it's like an
MRI. And then they spin the wheel and whatever. No, different, like a box.
Oh, okay.
They put just his head in a box so that the spiders and stuff don't crawl out. And then you spin the wheel and then whatever they pick on the wheel. So it could have been spiders or scorpions or snakes. I would have rather done that.
People pay to go to parks like that. What
goes up must come down. Oh, that's funny. Spinning wheel.
On Fear Factor.
Yep. Is that so? Is that the music they played for you? You got
no money. No, it was so lame.
You
I
got,
was
no
so
mug.
Got no mug. Got no mug. No t-shirt.
What's wrong, Johnny? Johnny's done with your story, by the way.
I'm done. We can talk about home improvement now.
Okay.
You know what? I'll go on Facebook and start typing stuff, and I'll go on the email and see if anybody's emailed us today.
Okay. We could do that.
I wonder if anybody else has a Fear Factor story.
You guys continue.
Okay. So are you going back to Universal Studios then, or are you done with all this now?
I'm done with that.
On to American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's done the mud puppy stuff.
Yes.
So now she's done Fear Factor. That's what we need to
American
get her on.
American Ninja Warrior is the next one up.
She can jump and
yeah.
go across the pool and all that stuff.
Or American Gladiator would also be acceptable.
Oh, that yeah, that's a good one, too. Well, we just got to get her on all of those shows.
Yes.
And then we can just stand back.
Robbie can be the single-handed traveling show.
There you
Mighty
go.
Mighty House Radio.
That's right. She's our guinea pig.
No, I would need Rich to go with me.
Well, he'll stand there and cheer you on, I'm sure.
But he'll steal the hat, so look out.
A hat.
All right.
A hat would have been nice.
We're going to take a quick break. If you want free tickets to the Old House, New House, Home Show, give us a call. 877-511.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611. Again, 877-711-5611. Give Trixie a call. Give her your information. And at the end of the hour, we're going to have a drawing for a chance to win two free tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show. And that is coming up next weekend at Pheasant Run. It's the 5th, 6th, and 7th, I believe. So if you want free tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show, you want to save $14 because it's $7 per person to get in. So you can save $14. All you got to do is call 877-711-5611 and tell Trixie you want to get put on the list, and we'll have a drawing at the end of the hour. We're going to be doing this each hour, so if you don't get through this hour, keep trying, and we'll get you. You got two more chances to win, so that'll be good. And Allison
How
is
many more?
Two more chances if beyond this hour. Total of three right now. So we've got. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Yeah.
So one this hour, one the next hour,
right,
and one the hour after.
But it's a pair of tickets
right.
per hour.
It's two tickets per hour.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And now that
the grand total of six.
I'm sorry. What was that, Rich?
A grand total of six.
Yes, there we go. Okay, and Robbie, go.
Next weekend is the 10th. You were saying next weekend is like the 5th.
Huh? Right, next weekend is the 10th.
Okay, right.
Yes.
Right. Because today's the 3rd plus 7 makes
right.
it easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Right. 2 cool. plus 2 plus 2 is 6.
Excellent. Okay.
Right.
Now that we're 30 minutes into the show... Allison, who are you and what are you doing here?
I am Allison Case with Integro Rehab.
Uh-huh.
I'm a general contractor.
Down on the south side?
South side, but uh-huh. we go where the work is.
Okay. And how far, what's your backlog right now? Because I've got a couple jobs. I got a couple of calls. And I thought, well, I'm going to give them to Allison. And then I think, she's probably too busy.
They have to be design-led. They have to have an architect or a designer on them.
Okay. Because? So, that's just the way you roll?
That's just the way we roll.
Wow.
We're only working with architects and designers.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you just don't like getting jerked around all the time.
I don't like moving walls after I've built them.
I hear you.
Well, yeah. Interior designers don't make you do that?
No.
Really?
No. I have a process.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. How do you prevent that?
Process.
I say, well, the architecture drawings say this.
Yeah.
And they trump because that's what my permit's under.
Ah, see, okay, so you pull that card out.
Yeah, or we try and see it beforehand,
mm-hmm.
which is the hard part.
Right, yeah, I don't know. Interior designers seem to be the ones that walk in and go, you know, it'd be really nice if we had this wall over here and put this cabinet over there. That would look a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
After it's all installed.
All our interior designers, I mean, everything's on drawings before we ever get there. And it's not to say we don't have an adjustment, but nothing major like that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And then it's real simple. We get to go one of two ways. We either say, we can do it, or you're paying for it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and as soon as you tell them, it comes out of their furniture budget.
Right.
No, it's fine the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always tell clients.
All of a sudden, it's okay.
Right. When people are like, oh, can we do this or can we do that? And I always say, the answer is yes. The question is how much.
Right. If you can write the check, we can do
it. No problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's everything is possible.
That's right.
This is construction.
Yeah, and I think there was something new on the news last night. I can't remember what the company name was. What was that? A countertop guy out there taking deposits, and not delivering the product.
I just don't understand how that's sustainable.
I don't either.
Like,
apparently,
how many
it's
of these
not,
can
especially
you
when
do?
The attorney general gets involved.
Yes. Right.
I mean, how many of these can you do before, you know, you go to prison?
Well,
like, what's the point? It's so
well, and
obvious.
You're right. And you're taking deposit on countertop. So what are you getting, a couple of grand?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, he was getting.
I mean, it's not something you can go do 18 months in
Club
Fed.
I mean, we're in
Fed,
Chicago.
Come out and retire on.
A couple grand won't get you, like, a one-bedroom apartment.
No. No, and that's what
I mean, if you're gonna be, you know, screwing people, you might as well go for the big bucks.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
20-30 grand deposit.
Right. You should call them up, say, I have a warrant for your arrest. 30 grand will make it go away.
Uh-huh. No, and they were $2,000 and $3,000 deposits.
Oh, man.
That the guy was skipping. And these people were waiting. One of them waited over a year and a half for their countertops for their kitchen.
Yeah.
They were waiting because he kept just stringing them along.
Yeah. Although, you know, the story that I keep hearing over and over is I get a lot of calls, you probably do too, of like coming in after contractors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like these people had this big job, these like, you know, the big job, million-dollar jobs, and they hired their friend who did something, and they were going to do it open book, and then this thing is a disaster. And my question is, you're building like a million-dollar house. At what point did you not stop and be like, maybe I'm in over my head? You know?
Yeah. That happens right at the trim.
Well, that's why I'd go out and, you know, you'd meet with clients and, you know, basically when you offer free estimates, basically what you're doing is tell them you'll come over, solve their problems and allow them to work for themselves. So I would never give a free estimate. It was always some fee involved, design fee, something. We'd figure something out, but I'd never leave drawings or anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. By the way, point is that most of these people that want to do it on their own, they figure they'd save the money that you would make. And like, well, have fun with that.
But they've been watching.
I've been doing this 30 years and.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The most expensive contractor you can hire is the one who doesn't do it for a living.
Yes.
Yes.
That's true. I like that one. And we're going to steal that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a massive house. That's the thing I want to say. It would sound like a bedroom with a bathroom and like your friend is going to do it. This is like we are spending $1 million and we just like had our friend do it and we thought we were going to save what? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're spending $1 million, it's like, well, what are you going to save? And of course, these people are like, well, we wanted to give them a good start and we wanted, you know, because we're friends, we thought it would go so well. I'm like, you know, you're never friends in the middle of a construction project.
No.
You're amiable and professional until the end when everybody's happy and crying.
Yeah.
You know?
Or right after the drywall's up and there's like 3 weeks of going by and nothing seems to be getting done and.
Right.
And they're yelling, why isn't anything being done? Well, there's a lot being done. It's all in the attic.
Right.
It's in the crawl space. It's in the basement. That's where we're doing all our work.
Well, actually, I always found that was more after framing because we get them framed really quick. But when you're doing the roughs, it doesn't look like much is changing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But after the roughs, it goes pretty quick. But that's always, like, especially with the remodeling projects when I did with Vision Design Build, it was always tight scheduling. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be there any longer than they wanted me in their house. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. You know, we'd get in, rip the house apart, get in, get out, usually in 3-4 months. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's no way I'd be doing an addition for somebody for a year. I don't even want to go to that house that long.
Right.
I know they don't want me coming to their house that long.
Because we know that we're the most annoying people in their lives.
Uh-huh.
While that's going on. Doesn't matter how nice we are, how well it's going.
And if you really want to hate your contractor, do your kitchen.
Yeah.
Do their kitchen, and you'll hate anybody that tears your kitchen apart.
Yeah.
And leaves it gone for more than 24 hours. So.
Yeah.
That's why we always took the cabinets out, set up a kitchen in the basement.
Yeah.
Little microwave on the counter.
Yeah.
You know, the cabinets we salvaged, and they could cook down there. Of course, truthfully, they didn't cook in the kitchen they had, so I don't know why we had to set up a kitchen downstairs.
And here's the number to the pizza guy. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and here's.
Well, yeah, most of my clients, literally, that's what it was. When it's my turn to cook, I dial.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, and people always think with kitchen renovations, I have yet to go to a renovation for a kitchen where they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks. And everyone looks at me, they're like, I thought it would be like 2 weeks.
But the other guy said I could have it done in a week and a half.
Right, and it's like you can't fabricate the countertops in a week and a half. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem with kitchens is that it gets really sequential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do things simultaneously. You need the cabinets in before you can do final measure on the counters. You need the counters in to do the backsplash.
Mm-hmm.
You need the counters in to do the faucets, you know. And that's, I think, also why kitchens are so frustrating for people because it's like inches long.
Mm-hmm.
My granite fabricator down here, Med Marble, they are awesome. Vivian pays the employees by the square foot. So these guys don't care how long, whatever, they will work 15-hour days. So I can have them, my kitchen, I tore it apart, got my cabinets, I reworked my cabinets and, you know, just did a facelift. I didn't put the cabinets in. They came out, they scribed my tops, they had them to me the next day.
Oh, man, that would be a dream.
Wow.
And they do it all the time.
It would take 2 weeks off of the schedule.
A lot of our houses, they flip them. Yeah. They flip everything so fast because the guys, they'll work nights. They don't care. They work by the square foot.
Yeah.
So it's piecework.
And they do great work. It's not like it's just fast. You know what I mean? Because I always said there's only two things you can get.
Right.
Or two out of three in construction. You got speed, quality, and price.
Yep.
And you can only get two things. So I got price and speed. No, I got quality and speed. I paid for them. Yeah, they're not cheap, or the cheapest, but they're not outrageous.
Right. Well, that's good. So, that's good.
I mean, yeah, I would pay a premium to have it done in one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just the pain of having to move crews around, because it's like, all right, you're working on this project, but then for 2 weeks, I have to put you in something else.
You're dead in the water.
You know, or you guys have to go to something else, and then, of course, what's going to happen? They're going to do something else.
You get started.
And then I'm going to wait, you know, and then nobody's going to understand.
Uh-huh. And then everybody hates you.
Everybody hates me until the end when everybody's happy and crying.
Well, that's how, and we speed up like the whole backsplash thing, whether you're doing, you know, granite backsplash, you know, the same as your top, or if you're going to do tile. We sped that up now, too, because we don't put any outlets in the walls. So you have no speed bumps.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just slapping up tile, no cuts. So
how do you avoid, what are you just putting the outlets below?
No.
No, everybody wants under cabinet lighting, so I use Sempria fixtures. So they're angled outlet strips with the LED in them.
Oh.
Yeah, they're pretty
slick. So we put those up under the cabinet. They're Sempria is the manufacturer. But yeah, that's all we do is under cabinet lighting and outlet strips now.
And that's devices for code? Backsplash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. You end up with one GFI system somewhere.
Breaker.
Or do a GFI breaker, or you put an outlet somewhere else in the kitchen, you know, that you have access to. And then
that's what I have to do. I put two in mine, and I got one that's on a GFI breaker. The other GFI breaker kept blowing, and I realized it had a shared neutral with the refrigerator. So I have to pull out an outlet and put a GFI in there.
Yeah. So, but no, it's really slick, and then your backsplashes look real clean, too. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We got the tip of the week next.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win some free tickets to the Old House, New House, Home Show. And we're giving away 2 tickets per hour, so you've got a chance every hour. So if you can't get through this hour, try again next hour. Again, 877-711-5611. Give Trixie a call, and she'll put you on the list. We'll have the drawing at the end of the hour today. And that home show is coming up next weekend, so you'll have a lot of fun. It's a great show to go to. The number one
get
show.
Some exercise, if nothing else.
that's for sure. Hey, Robbie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so on the Twitter, it says, at Mighty House, thanks, Robbie, so much for breakfast. Hashtag puke bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck bucket.
It was a very Chuck vivid bucket. Description
yes.
of your plight.
It's, yeah.
I can't believe you didn't get a mug.
I thought, okay, maybe the bugs are dead. But no, the bugs are creepy crawly. Still creepy crawly.
So you feel them crawling around in your tummy, or did you chew them up good?
I spit them out.
yeah. Oh, nice.
I think there may be a little head stuck in between my teeth, though, still.
That's true.
Trying to work on
well,
that.
Well, someone was telling me last week that even, like, for foods that are FDA approved, there's a minimum amount of, like, fur and bug legs and heads and stuff that you're allowed in food.
Yeah,
like, it's not actually like you're not allowed fur and bug legs and everything in food. It's like there's a minimum amount. You know, there's a maximum amount.
Maximum
amount maximum. That you can have.
Well, you know, the FDA just actually denied the poultry industry's request to speed up processing lines, and that's basically why. Because you can't rinse and pull off the little feathers if you speed up the line that much. So it's the same kind of thing.
Poultry industry is nasty.
Yeah. All right, Robbie, go.
And I was just going to say, think of all of us who have dogs. You know, the saying is, in my house, dog hair is a condiment.
Yes. You know, it's also a fashion statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're cooking, you know, you can't help. You just can't help but getting a little dog hair in your food.
See, Johnny, we're making Johnny really sick.
I can't tell you how many times, like, I've opened a package of flour and then used it, and then you see one of those little teeny little, like, mealy bugs, those, like, microscopic little things. And it's like, come on, I already cooked with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that little bug is in flour. I mean, right, it's just there. So imagine.
Really old.
Then how did it get there?
That's really the question. Yeah.
Is it in a sealed
flour?
Is it in a sealed Tupperware container?
I think it came in, no, just from when you a paper sack.
Yeah.
It had to have been in the flour already.
Oh.
Yeah, the eggs are.
You're saying it was eggs that were in there when I bought it?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, I'm just saying that no matter what, you can't keep all bugs out of food.
Right.
You just can't.
Well, they're high in protein. They're good for you.
Yeah. And Johnny,
look how many people go out and spend ridiculous money for lobster, and the closest living relative's a cockroach.
You know that lobsters have no predators besides humans?
Really?
And it takes them 7 years to grow 1 pound. So when you eat a 3 pound lobster,
wow!
Just know that. I think the largest lobster ever found was like 82 pounds.
It's just sea spiders, is all they are.
Yeah, I guess really
cockroaches.
Yeah.
Cockroaches.
Watch Chef Alton Brown, you know, on Food Channel. The guy's like a food scientist, so he did his show, and that's where I got that was. He did a whole show on lobster, and he said that the closest living relative to a lobster is a cockroach. So the whole rest of the show, he never called it a lobster. He says, "Well, grab your bug and take your bug and do this with your bug." That's all he ever did through the whole show.
I think I saw.
Quite honestly, lobster is nothing more than a butter delivery system.
But it's so yummy.
Yes, it is.
So yummy. It makes you feel fancy.
All right. Are we ready for the tip of the week?
Why not?
Sure. Here we go. Oh, the old K Sparky didn't work.
Oh.
Why is that?
No, I was just listening in the background. I heard somebody dancing. Or
I know, Robbie's
vinyl. Yeah, it's not standing still or something.
No, she's running around.
Okay. So anyway, with the it's the home show time of year. Spring home shows are starting to kick off. And obviously, we have the big old house, new house show next week. So Ron and I, being past presidents of NARI and all this other goofy stuff we do. And we used to teach people how to protect themselves from unscrupulous contractors and maybe not taking deposits for countertops that you won't get for 2 years.
That was a perfect business plan.
That was a perfect lead-in for you, brother.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. So here's some questions that whether you're going through a home show or just phoning potential contractors, you should ask. And ask simple ones. How long have you been in business? All right, because that doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Oh, sure, I'm done now.
You're right, you got the coat hook. We're like, no.
Yeah, about it. So how long have you been in business? And one of my rules of thumb, like if I had to look for a new subcontractor, I always looked in phone books that were 5 years old. Because, if you're still there, that's good. Because a new phone book doesn't mean anything.
What's
crazy.
A phone book?
That's that thing that's at the end of your driveway that you pick up and you put in the recycle bin every year.
It clogs up your snow thrower.
Yeah.
Yes.
That thing.
Ask who's going to be assigned to your project. It's probably not the guy that's standing there talking to you. That might just be a salesperson. You maybe want to know who the superintendent is, what kind of history they have with the company or experience. Who will be working on the project? Are they employees or subcontractors? If they're subcontractors, that brings up that whole insurance thing. So you want to make sure that everybody is fully covered. Does your company carry workman's compensation and liability? And always
that's too expensive.
I know, but that's the biggest thing. Most people, it's funny, they never ask for certificates of insurance from your insurance company, and you don't take one from the contractor. That's just stupid.
Yep.
I've seen so many guys asking for a certificate of insurance. They run to their truck and they pull it out and they hand it to you, and I go, no. That's not how this is going to go.
Wrong.
I need your insurance company to send it to me.
Yep.
So how should we do that?
Always have it sent from the insurance company.
Directly.
Yes. And then if it's a larger project, I truly would recommend getting additional insured, listed as additional insured. That way, if anything changes, you get 30 days notice. And then if licensing is required in your state, ask the contractor if he's licensed, call, verify it, or check it. Illinois doesn't require too much in the way of licensing. It's kind of funny.
Yes.
You know, down here, you got to be licensed to paint.
Right.
So
we have very few licenses.
Yeah.
In Illinois.
Well, but if you're going to be a hairdresser, you need a state license.
Yeah.
But I can do your electric without a state license.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and down here, I can't even advertise to wash your car without a state license. But the thing is, like RGC's AM, though, is, you know, 8 hours of brutal health. It's a, you know, you actually have to go through work to become a general contractor down here. So what's your approach to the projects such as this? So do they have a lot of experience doing that? Mm-hmm. How many projects like yours have they done? In other words, if you don't go to a guy that does second story additions and ask him to do your basement. Because they pose completely different, you know, situations. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if you've been like Ronnie and you're just old and done.
Oh, I know what you were going to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't.
So, have any of your employees been certified in any way, shape, or form? You know, does that helps in all the, you know, just makes it a little easier, goes better. So, there you go. Those are some questions you should ask at all the home shows. Just saying. Yeah.
Just saying.
And if the project is big enough, get some personal references.
There you go. All right. We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.